Maurkice Pouncey is in the category to me, and I actually saw an article today about relating his name to the Hall of Fame. I was like, I don't know about that. What's interesting about that is that Pouncey, to me, is a very good NFL player. Now, do you know what it means to be a very good NFL player? And to me, you know, look, there are only five people that are let in. Only five. And look at this particular year. Alan Faneca got in. But who else got in? How about three names first time in the ballot? That hasn't happened in a long time. Calvin Johnson, Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning. There are going to be more names coming up all the time. There are going to be some people that are deserving, like a John Lynch and an Alan Faneca, that are waiting around. I don't think Pouncey's going to make it. Maybe on the Veterans Committee, but I don't think he's going to make it. In fact, in my opinion, in the history of the Steelers, he's the fourth best center they've had. Mike Webster, Dermody Dawson, I think even Ray Mansfield was better. And if you're telling me, let's just take the Steelers for a moment. If you're telling me between Pouncey, this is just Steelers now, Pouncey, Andy Russell, LC Greenwood. I put Andy Russell in first, I put LC Greenwood in second, and then I'd put Pouncey in. Because I think Andy Russell and LC Greenwood were better players at their positions. That's me. I am not putting down in any way, shape, or form, zero, Maurkice Pouncey as a football player. Zero. Do you know how good you have to be to get there? He and his twin brother came out of poverty and were able to get themselves to this point. You know how good they had to be to do that? You have to be really good to do that. Really good. To get to the Hall of Fame when there's only five that they let in at a time, you have to be elite. That's why there's different levels to this. Okay, that's to me, different levels to this. And Ed Bouchette did write the right article, by the way. He was very fair, rating him the whole deal. It's fine. And Ed would be the one that probably would have to be the presenter once his name comes up in 5 years. Should he make it through all the cuts? But that's part of it.